I have like a piece of lip gloss or something on my eye. I am so sorry. It's like on my glasses. I'm gonna have to like pause because this is dry. I'm like, I keep looking up, like, what is this? It's just like a weird stripe across my glasses. What is going
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where physically we are here, mentally, maybe not so
Not
much.
so much.
It's gonna be extra incoherent.
Yes, I am Karen from Katmere Academy.
Huh? I'm Mandy from Calder Academy.
Welcome to apparently a very crave-tastic episode of the Incoherent Fangirl.
Hello. I've got a Hudson shirt on.
Oh, look at that. In our timeline, it is April 18th, and in y'all's timeline, it is April 26th. I
The meanest things.
looked at the calendar the other day and realized that it was like 2 weeks until Y'all West, and that was very shocking. And I am not prepared because I don't have a hotel or anything yet. I have no
Oh,
plans. It's gonna go real well for me. It's gonna go real well.
I'm gonna pull an Adam Silvera and say that it is 2 months and 3 days until my birthday.
Excellent.
When we are recording, not when you're listening. It's less than 2 months to my birthday when you're listening to this.
Mandy, this week in fangirling, let me know what you did.
I didn't do a whole lot. I've been reading through. It was not like last week where I've read like a thousand things. So I've started Sweet Nightmare. I'm still working on. I started it last week. Sweet Nightmare by Tracy Wolf. So we're at Calder Academy, which is like a paranormal detention center. I guess it's like a paranormal YDC for youths. And so there's something weird going on. We're following Clementine. Her mother is like the headmistress boss. But her family, the Calder family, like runs this island school. It's an island off the coast of Texas in the Gulf, obviously. And it's warded and protected from like most hurricanes and natural disasters. Their magic is enough to protect them from anything like that. And all of the students' magic is tamped down. Like they can't access their magic. Well, there is this massive storm that's rolling in that is apparently like going to be so huge and is coming on so suddenly that for the first time that Clementine has ever heard of, her mother is talking about evacuating.
Ooh.
And like normally her mother is like, everyone has to be contained, everything has to be rigid. And so she's like, what is happening? Like, what is going on here? Why? Why? So yeah, and then she's got, this is very early, like I don't really know what's happened yet, but she has this former bestie, Jude, who is super tall and super hot and super tattooed. And one day he just like cut contact and like refused to acknowledge that she existed, and she doesn't know why. And they are in English, British lit class, and the teacher, a new teacher, puts them together on a group assignment. And they have
Ooh.
not spoken in years because like he just ghosted her and she was really hurt, and then now she's pissed, obviously.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what Jude's problem is too. So I'm liking it so far. I haven't, like, every night I sit down to read and then something else comes up and I don't.
Yeah.
I'll get there. I finished How to End a Love Story by, my note auto-corrected it to Yulia, Yulin Kwong. So remember I mentioned last week there are some trigger warnings for this book. So it's sibling death, a presumed suicide, death via car, and child, it's a teenager death. I really liked this book, but I still cannot relate to the main character. Like I cannot. The premise I talked about last week was enemies to lovers, but half of the enemies is the person who the female main character's teenage sister, when they are teenagers, steps out in front of a car to commit suicide. And the person in the other side of the enemies to lovers was the driver of that car. And I've talked about, like, if you take my siblings from me, I hate you for life. Like I cannot fathom a world where I would want to be romantically involved with. It's not his fault. He's not her sister's killer, but it's still. But Yulin is so good and so incredibly talented at like writing that it was very natural too. And I felt robbed of time with the main characters in a way. Like I wanted more with them.
I love that.
Yeah. Grant, who is the male lead, is I'm a sucker for a monologue. Okay. I love him. He gives a very Aaron Warner-esque monologue. Okay. There's
Oh boy.
I, like he got me, but he didn't kill my sister. So like
Right.
he didn't kill anybody. It's not his fault. He didn't kill her. He
Yeah.
just was used. He
He
was
was
used.
unfortunately
He was a
on the
victim of
yeah.
the suicide in a different way. So yeah, it was good. I recommend it. Like I gave it a 5 out of
Yeah.
5. If those triggers don't bother you, then I think you should read it. It's very good. Josh was traveling this past week, so the twins and I had crap appetizers and PowerPoint night, where I just we call them crap appetizer night, where I just make like pizza rolls and buffalo chicken dip and meatballs, and I'll get them sushi, and like we just have crap appetizers. My mom's called them crap appetizers my whole life, or horty horse instead of hors d'oeuvres. We have crap appetizers or horty horse, and then we made and presented PowerPoints to each other. So one of them was, what crime would you commit? Like each of the three of us, how likely all of you would be to use psychedelic drugs? And then mine was a PowerPoint on all the PowerPoints I could have made for PowerPoint
I love
night.
it.
Funnily enough, one of my psych, the reason I would use psychedelic drugs was to live in a fantasy world with Tom Hiddleston and Adam Silvera, or not Silvera, Adam Lazara. I thought she was gonna say Adam Silvera because she loves him, but no, Tom Hiddleston or Adam Lazara, Adam Lazara.
Nice.
Yeah,
That tracks. That tracks.
tracks. So I'm just in a fantasy world with Josh was there, Josh and Tom Hiddleston and Adam Lazara. So.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Doesn't sound like the worst life. And then the next day we had Girls' Day in Atlanta. We thank God they somehow managed to have like things that get them excited, like the same things that get me excited. We went to IKEA. We walked around. We ate in the IKEA cafeteria. We walked around. We looked at all of the little apartment setups and all of the square footage, and we oohed and aahed. Then we went over to Trader Joe's and were met with a tragedy. The reason we go, like, we love Trader Joe's. Okay, we go to Trader Joe's for anything, but we went to Trader Joe's specifically because the s'mores bites, the addictive s'mores bites, which is a graham cracker and a marshmallow coated in chocolate, apparently are seasonal. Have I ever heard this before now? No. Have I ever had an issue getting them before now? No. So we like walk through the store and we're like, oh, this is getting very scary. And so we walk slowly down all the aisles and we're like, something is amiss. Something is wrong here. And so I finally go and ask an employee and she's like, I think those are seasonal or discontinued. Let me go check. And she comes back and she's like, yeah, they'll be back in like a month and a half.
Oh dear.
Ma'am, you've crushed our souls.
How does
Now
it
I just have
feel?
to go
How
home
does
with my everything bagel. And some asparagus risotto. Ugh. We will somehow get through this. I don't know how, but we will.
You're strong.
We're gonna be strong. And then we went, I wanted to surprise them with somewhere we've never been before. So we went to Sugar Factory. We had a good time. It was fun. The desserts were cool. So they got like one of them got like a they have it alcoholic and non-alcoholic, but it's like a big cauldron looking glass drink. And they pour in the liquid and then it smokes for however long you're drinking it. Hers tasted like a watermelon Jolly Rancher. It was very, very good. And the other one got like a chocolate coffee drink. And then they both got milk. We all got milkshakes. Not worth the price. Not worth. Maybe in other areas it might be worth the price. The Atlanta one is nasty. It's real gross. There was like a glove on the ground next to the host stand. And like it was just run down, dingy. The bathroom sink, like the faucet is here, the sink starts here. So I'll send you a video. Like the water is going all over the counter. Like I was like, this is like why keep installing? This is when you stop and say, guys, this doesn't fit. We got to go to Home Depot. We got to go to Lowe's.
That is bonkers.
Yeah, so it was a cool experience. I'm glad we did it. We probably wouldn't go back for anything other than like let's sit down and get the milkshakes and
Yeah,
go.
that's fair.
But it was fun. We had a good time. And then I've just been working on Sweet Nightmare
Nice.
all week. Really haven't done a lot.
That's
There's
fair.
been a lot going on. So
Yeah.
what did you do this week?
So last week, I actually forgot a book that I had read.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to talk about it now. It's called Everyone Who Can Forgive Me Is Dead by Jenny Hollander. It follows, listen, I read this a little while back, so I don't remember names, but. Which is not new for me. The main character had something tragic happen in her past during her college years, and it was dubbed Scarlet Christmas, and it made the rounds on the media. There, it was basically like, it's not really explained at the beginning of the story, so you kind of have to use context clues. They
Yeah.
don't really get into it until like closer to the end. And so basically what happens is it sounds like there is a student who kind of lost it, and there was murder, and it was a
Oh.
lot, and it was bad news bears. And it was all over the media and all of that. And now, however many years later, she's an adult. She has a really good job, and she gets an email from, she was one of the survivors, and she gets an email from another survivor of that night who is like, hey, just so you know, so and so is going to be making a movie about it. And so and so was like her best friend's sister, twin sister,
Okay.
who she did not have a good relationship with then, and definitely does not now, because she's like,
Ooh.
I do not want this all over the news again, that this doesn't need to be a part of the news cycle. And in the back of her mind, also, the main character is like, there are things about that night that people don't know, and if they go digging into this is it's going to be revealed, and that's not going to be good for me, it's not going to be good for my family. And you don't really like, it's so well written that you don't realize until, and I guess this is spoilery, but you don't realize until the very end that she's kind of an unreliable narrator.
I kind of love that though. I love for an
Yeah,
unreliable narrator.
I do too, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so the whole story is she's trying to get this other woman to drop the production of this film because she's convinced that she did something bad that night. And if they do this film and they do the digging to, make this film, that everything's going to be revealed and her whole life is going to be trashed.
Yeah.
And at the end, oh my God, the ending.
Yeah.
I was like, did not expect that, did not see that coming. Because, as we find out, unreliable narrator, things are not what they seem because we are strictly in her POV. And so she in it's a dual timeline-esque. There are like flashbacks. And so in the present, she has gaps in her memory from that night, and she's working with her therapist to like uncover those memories. And as she's uncovering them, things are starting to piece together. But again, once you get to the end, you're like, oh shit, like
Yeah.
everything that you have learned up until now is put into question based on one single moment near the end. And it's so good. It is
I need
so
you. I don't
good.
know. I think I pronounce it wrong, but I need you to read Alex McCallady's.
Oh yeah,
You would love do the Silent Patient first and then the Fury, but oh,
yeah,
talk about an unreliable
definitely,
narrator.
definitely on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love an unreliable narrator.
I
It's
do too.
so good, especially when it's well done. Like there are some that could be not that great, but like what
Yeah.
I've read so far,
You're like, this is
excellent. Yeah,
good.
so highly recommend it. I can't remember if this is her debut or not, but if it is, and even if it
I feel
isn't,
like I've heard her name before.
I'm not sure. I didn't look into it, but even if it isn't, like it's just so well done. Like I would definitely read more from her
Yeah.
because it was just so good. But especially if it was a debut, like holy
Yeah.
shit.
For sure.
Yeah, so highly recommend. I am in the process of reading the Crave series by Tracy Wolf. I have read Crave and Crush, which are the first two books, and I'm in the midst of reading Covet, which is book three. So I don't know how much I can talk about it, but And I think you probably already talked about it in the
Yeah, I
past.
talked about it a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah. So
Charm is the best.
charm
Charm
is,
is my favorite.
we'll get there. We're getting there. Slowly but surely, we will get there. But yeah,
How do you feel about my boy, Hudson?
I do love Hudson. I do. It's funny because I was like texting Mandy and I'm like, listen, I need you to tell me that so and so is like, we love this person because I love this person and I don't want this to be like a
Baby angel.
Tamlin situation.
Baby angel. You're safe with that person.
Yeah. There were like, I think I did it for two characters, and I was like,
Yeah.
please, please tell me this is not like. And I wasn't even a big Tamlin fan when I read ACOTAR, but like,
Yeah.
you know, that's what like was the intention was for
Yeah.
people to like Tamlin.
Yeah.
But and so I was like, please don't let this like be like that kind of situation because it will be very upset. It will be
My
very
biggest flex is that I hated Tamlin from the jump, and I have
upset.
receipts to
I
prove it,
know
where it
you
was like,
do.
why is she looking at him? Lucien is right there.
Lucien is right there.
Team
Literally, he
Lucien,
is
Tom
right
Hiddleston.
fucking there.
Yeah.
And
And
you're
then
gonna
as
go with.
soon as Reese steps out for hello, I've been there, you are. I've been looking for you out,
Yeah,
and
it's
black
over.
hair and the most
It's
beautiful man
over.
I've ever seen. I was like, oh God,
It's
that's who I'm in
over.
love with. I don't care if he's good or bad. That's
Right?
fine.
So I am making my way through the Crave series. It is good. I have them on audiobook, so it's like I'm only listening when I'm at work because I
Yeah.
need to disassociate from
Yeah.
work. Especially right now, life is insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's been slow going, but I'm getting there and I'm really enjoying
I'm
it.
so excited.
And it was funny. I think I texted you while I was listening to Crush, and I was like, I'm like, my chest literally hurts because I'm having so much anxiety. And then you said something about the last line of the book. And when I
I
got there, I was
freaking
like,
love it.
I mean, it's a great line, but
It's a
also I
great
was like,
line.
called that from the
Yeah.
beginning.
Oh, I mean,
Like,
it's not a shock,
it's
but
not
it's
a
like,
shock.
yes.
But I mean, if it is a shock
Yes.
for you, like, good for you, but like, it shouldn't have been. It should not
Yeah.
have been.
No, it should not have been a surprise.
But
But it's just
so
like,
good.
finally.
It's so good. It's like that validation where you're like, I
Yeah.
know this is where it's going. It
Yep.
has to be where it's
I
going.
am vindicated.
Yes, exactly. So that is what I'm working on right now. I read Tender Beasts by LaSalle Sanbury. There's a lot of content warnings on this one, but and it's listed in the book, and what I loved was that it's listed, like content warnings are listed at the beginning of the book in the author's note, but she also writes in like, I'm the most up-to-date content warnings will be listed on my website. Like if somebody reads it and they're like, hey, this could have used a
Did
content
you add
warning.
this? Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of love that because
Yeah.
it's better than being like, hey, if you want to check content warnings, go to my website. Like you actually have some listed and then
Yeah. I'm
you
gonna
just
add
keeping
to
it
it.
updated as, you know, things are presented because you do your best, but then you can't always catch
I mean,
everything.
like something that would be triggering to me wouldn't be triggering to a million other people. And so you're not going to put, well, this person has a really big fear of snakes, so the snake is mentioned. Like, but it's good for people who can say,
But like it, and
hey,
if
if you
it's
have this phobia, this will mess you up.
yeah, exactly. So I really appreciated that. And there was one of the content warnings was child death. So I
Ugh.
was like, thank God for mentioning this because that is stressful for me personally. I'm like,
Yeah.
this is stressful. And then there was mention of like death of an animal, and then she listed like these animals on page and these animals not on page, but mention, and then blah blah blah. None of them were dogs,
Good.
but like I love that she like m listed out specifically what animals that,
Yeah.
you know, were.
Yeah, because you remember when I was
Yeah.
reading, I can't remember the name of it.
It was I oh God.
Song of, God, what's it called? Crown of
No, it
Song.
was crap. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was a West African fairy tale retelling.
But it was somebody you reached out to somebody and were
Yeah, I
like,
went on Instagram
yeah.
because it said
Death of an
animal
animal, death.
torture and death,
Yeah.
and it
And you're
was
like,
like, I can't,
that
I
was
physically, I
yeah.
can't get to it and it be a dog. It was a horse. It wasn't intentional torture either. It was
Right, but
a
yeah.
sacrifice gone wrong and the animal was suffering and it immediately was rectified, but it happened that way. If that had been a dog.
But yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, so I
So
appreciate them saying, like, as a horse girl, that could be very upsetting.
right, but
You know,
as a
like,
dog girl, that's not going to be
as a
as
dog
upsetting for you.
girl, it's not as upsetting, but I would want to know.
Right, exactly.
that I'm safe to read.
Right.
I'm
So,
not
yeah.
I'm jumping for joy of horse death either.
Right.
Like, that's
But
not
it's
it.
just
It's
like
just,
it hits different. Like
I
each.
have four dogs in my house. Like,
Right.
I
It
can't.
just hits different things hit differently, like,
Yeah.
for different people. So it's not that you are jumping for joy for something else. It's just like
No, it's
it
just.
just doesn't hit you the same way. Like
Yeah.
that's just facts.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyways, so this story follows Sunny Bear, who is one of five kids, and the story opens, the prologue is, it follows, like, the prologue just follows her mom and, like, leads up to basically her mother's death, and it's very early on, and it's a big part of the book, so it's not a spoiler. So now, in the present day, they are dealing with her youngest brother Dom, who has been, what is it, charged with murder of, I think it's his girlfriend, and he is currently out on bail because they're very rich and they have very good lawyers. And so he is able to be out, but while, they're prepping for trial and all of that, and he goes about his regular life. And so in the will, after the reading of their mother's will, the lawyer takes each of them aside and gives them something specifically for them from their mother. And what Sunny gets is she's expecting something where her mother is basically indicating that she is now to be like the head of the family rather than because she's like the fourth child rather than like the oldest child. Because for some reason that we find out later, the mother, her mother, basically told Sunny, like, you are going to be the one who leads the family. If anything happens to me, you are going to be, you have the be best qualities for the leader of the family, which is
Okay.
kind of a weird thing to say, who needs a leader
Yeah.
in a family, but
Right, yeah.
whatever. And that is something that is discussed later in the book. But all Sunny ends up getting is a post-it note that says, take care of Dom. And that's all it says. And that's all the information she has. And so Sunny takes it to mean, like, well, I need to keep an eye out for him. I have to watch him. I have to make sure he's going to be okay. We have to make sure that he's not, actually like going to jail for murder or anything like that. Like, because they want to believe that Dom didn't do it. And so, and because he's a minor, his name hasn't been released to the public or anything. So he can
Oh,
go
yeah.
about his everyday life. And so they go to Bear Academy, which is a school that their parents founded that is scholarship based, but it's scholarships only for people who are in need. So you don't, it's like a prestigious school, but you have to be somebody who is in need to go there. So you can't be like some rich kid who just wants to go to a good school kind of thing. Like it's a private school, but
Yeah.
not necessarily like for rich kids. It's to,
Exclusionary.
yeah,
We have one of
it's to,
those like down the street.
yeah, it's to, it's basically the idea of like our family, built up our wealth and now we're giving back and we're pulling other people up with us,
I love that.
So, which is really cool. It's a good
Yeah.
idea. And
I
so,
wish that would happen in real life.
right. And so they go to this school along with, and they are wealthy. So they are not need-based, but they want to set a good example that our this school is good enough for our kids. So it's not saying like, oh, this is like a bad school. We're just sending all the needy kids there. Like it's actually a good school. We're sending our kids there as well, kind of thing. And so Sunny feels like because she is a part of the Bear family, she has to present a certain image to be like friendly with everybody and be able to like have help anybody, blah blah blah, that kind of thing, represent the school properly. And so she's very like presents a certain way and it can come off. She thinks she's being nice and friendly to everybody and then later finds out that everybody kind of is not interpreting that in the same way as she is trying to come
Yeah.
across. But then so everything's going fine, and then there is a murder on campus. A
Been a martyr.
kid ends up dead, and this is the child death. So they're
Yeah.
teenagers, so it was like, I mean, not that that's better, but it's like for me,
No,
I'm
but
like small
it's an
children,
infant. Yeah.
And so there's murder on campus, and Sunny is the one who discovers the body, and when she discovers the body, Dom is there with blood on his hands, and she's like, oh shit. But then she remembers her mom's note, like, take care of Dom. And so what she does is she wipes it down and, does things to the crime scene.
Girl, that never works.
It never works, right?
That never works out.
So, yeah. So then there's a new investigation going on, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what, and this kid that was murdered was a black kid. And so, you know, there's police investigation, but it kind of dies off because, as we know, police are not the best. And then there's another murder that happens, and this is a white chick. And so, clearly, and it's at the same school. And so now, all of a sudden, hey, people are paying more attention. And the mother of, like, Dom's girlfriend that was murdered has decided to, like, rally the troops and be, like, protesting the school and be like, you guys can't protect our kids and blah, blah, blah. And she just says his name. Like, he was charged for my daughter's murder and he should be charged for blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah. So it's all a big media circus at this point. And so Sunny and Dom are trying to do their own, like, low-key investigation to figure out what's going on. And there's, yeah, like, kind of like a supernatural element to it that Sunny does not really know about. And the reader does, because the reader is getting snippets of her mother's journals from when she was younger. And these journal entries were supposed to have gone to Sunny. She's supposed to have this information. But for some reason, it was not included with her little post-it note from the will.
No.
And so we find out later on why that is, and it is bonkers, and it's so good, and it's so well written, and there's all these twists and turns and things that I did not expect. And the way that LaSalle Sanbury writes is just so, like, it's like creepily atmospheric, but in a way that you like I could read this at night with the lights off in bed and be fine, but it's still, like, creepy, but not in the way where you're creepy. Like, you're not like, I can't sleep. But
yeah.
It's so good. Like, I gasped
at the mom, like, leading the charge. Like, that wouldn't be all of us if it was, like, one of our crew.
Well,
it would be like, I would want to burn the world down. I would like take everybody down.
The thing is, it's like, technically,
is he guilty though?
Is he guilty? Is he guilty? There's not been a trial yet, so she's just going off the assumption that he was the one who killed her. And added onto that is, you know, they're a black family, they're wealthy and affluent, but they're still a black family, and this woman is racist. And
that's
an added layer to that. And so
I'm just saying, like, I'll go to my grave screaming about Casey Anthony.
Yeah, I would.
Whether she's proven guilty or not, like, you're guilty though. Yeah. And so, like, I would lead a charge if I was like, that's the person who killed my whatever.
But, you know, like,
you can't. Not when you're a racist. You can't just say that because you're racist.
Well, and then the other thing is, like, they interviewed, because they were protesting outside of the school and there was, like, a news crew there and they were live, and the news anchor was, like, interviewing her, and she drops his name. Like, she straight up says his name, and they legally, they can't release the name because he's a minor and it doesn't matter who it is. Like, she was also specifically told that
she knew what she was doing,
and she blasted it all over social media. Girl. And even the news anchor kind of looked like, oh shit, we're gonna get in trouble for airing that.
We're gonna get fined for this.
And so, like, I get, like, yeah, if it was my kid, I would feel the same way. But at the same time,
you'd,
like,
be burning down the news station, school, everything.
But how much am I going to get? Like, how much justice can I get from a jail cell? You know what I mean?
True.
Because, like, if I am told that legally, if I say this person's name as this minor's name publicly, that I could get fined or I could go to jail or whatever.
You'd also have that layer of, like, I'm supposed to protect that person.
Right.
I'm supposed to protect their identity when my kid is dead.
Right. And it's like,
that's good writing, though.
I know. It's like, you feel her anger because, like, as a parent, I'm like,
you're a racist piece of shit.
You're racist. And also, it's like, oh, you don't.
I don't want to support you, but, like, and there's also raising kids.
There's also, like, not proof. Like, There's no evidence that directly ties him to it. It just so happens that he happened to be the last person to see her before she disappeared, you know? So it's like the writing is so good and it's just, oh my God. Yeah. So I really liked it. The ending was not at all what I was expecting. And I love that about stories when I can't like predict what's going to happen, or I think something is going to happen and then something else happens completely. And I, in the way that this story ends, I'm like, I feel like justice is served, but also like there's still more to the story. And I like,
Yeah, you're like, I
oh,
want it.
it's
Give me
so, it's so good.
that.
I feel like with the way that the story ended, that she could come back, even for just like a little novella to wrap things up, because there are some open ends to it. And I'm not sure necessarily that it's enough for like a full story, but definitely at least like a novella to like wrap it up over the course of maybe like a couple years post what happens at the end. I'm trying so hard not to give spoilers, but it's so good. It's so good. So, highly recommend it. And then I'm still working on Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez, which I didn't talk about last week because I wasn't very far into it. But so this book opens with a Reddit thread, a Reddit Am I the Asshole thread, where male main character Justin posts to Reddit and he's asking, Am I the asshole for naming my ugly dog after my ex-best friend? And so based on that title, you're like, well, first of all, dogs
There's
aren't
no such thing
ugly.
as an ugly dog.
So
Like,
yes, you're the
excuse you.
asshole.
You're ugly,
You're the
Justin.
asshole, but then you read the story. And so I weirdly relate to this, first of all. So Justin is posting to this Reddit thread, and his background is he's like, okay, so anytime I date somebody and it doesn't work out, immediately after we break up, the next person that they date is the one. They find the one. They get married. They live happily ever after. And I'm like, that is very weirdly relatable. But that's beside the point. And so then he's talking about his best friend Chad, names changed for privacy reasons. His him, not me, because obviously they're
You got
fictional
to protect
people.
Chad.
We gotta protect him. So anyways, so he's like, my best friend Chad, we've lived together for such and such this many years, blah blah blah. And this, you know, this curse that I have was always kind of a joke for us until I started dating Hope. And then when we broke up, it her and Chad get together, and now Chad and they break up amicably. It's not like a big traumatizing thing. So all of these relationships where they go on to find the one, they're amicable breakups. He gets invited to the wedding and things like that. But so when he and Hope break up, Hope and Chad start dating and it's going really well and they're gonna get married, and Chad is like, I'm moving out, which would be really great for him, except for Justin can't afford the rent on their apartment by himself and he can't
Alone.
break the lease. And so, well, this he's like, well, that really sucks, bro. And so what Justin ends up doing is speaking with like the apartment complex manager and moving into a studio apartment in the same building, sight unseen, only to find out that right outside of his window is a gigantic billboard for the Toilet King. And it's literally like the, I don't know, the guy with the
The
plunger.
view everybody wants.
Yeah, it's exactly what you want. And so now that he is in this terrible situation, and he works from home full time, so that's all he sees.
That's
And
the view.
so he's like, so then I ended up getting a dog and I named him after Chad. And Hope thinks that it's Chad thinks it's funny, and Hope does not appreciate it and is insisting that I need to change the name of the dog, blah blah blah. And so blah blah, am I the asshole? And so that's how the story opens. And you have the female main character Emma, who reads this post and is like, oh shit, I have that same curse. And so her best friend Maddie is like, you need to DM him. You need to be like,
Which one of you is going to outcurse the other?
Yeah. And so they end up DMing, and Maddie Within like 2 minutes has like found his Instagram profile, his Facebook profile,
course she
his
has.
LinkedIn profile, like full on cyber stalked this man, and it's glorious.
Yeah.
And we all
You have
have
a
a friend.
girlfriend, she's FBI.
You
I'm that
know.
way. Yeah, I can find somebody.
And all they have is literally all they have is his Reddit, like
I found his mother's maiden name. I found her address.
it's so good and it's
Found where
so
his
relatable.
sister likes to go to the gym. No, not
And
really,
so
but
they start DMing, and it's very cute interactions. And Emma is a traveling nurse, and they're currently on assignment, I want to say in like Colorado or something. And once that's done, they're going to be going to Hawaii. And so meanwhile, they're DMing with each other, and Justin's friend, Brad, who is Chad from the story, Brad is like, you know, if you guys date each other, that means your curses cancel out and the next person you date will be the one for you.
yeah.
Right? And so Justin kind of jokingly is like, you know, if we did this, this would happen. And Emma's like, haha, very funny. And Justin's like, I mean, we could give it a try. Like, when how do you choose your next assignments? And so her and Maddie kind of go back and forth choosing where they're going to be working next. And so even though they have planned to go to Hawaii, Justin's the conversation with Justin, Emma has been like, okay, you know what? Maybe we're going to try this. And so she convinces Maddie that instead of going to Hawaii for 6 weeks, they're going to go to Minnesota for 6 weeks.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's not happening.
And
Go to Minnesota on your
I'm like,
own.
oh no.
I'll be
But
going to Hawaii.
so,
Thanks.
but then Emma is like, listen, this is where we would live. I found this gorgeous like beach house. It's basically on its own island. Like, it would be a gorgeous place to live. And we would be working at Royum, which is like one of the best, I guess, hospitals or like places to work for, you know, medical people. And so Maddie's like, I don't know. And she's thinking about it. And then Emma brings up previous like assignment that they had where Maddie had been like, we're gonna live in this luxury trailer and it's gonna be wonderful. And they turn up and it's trash. And so
Yeah.
and Maddie's like, okay, fine, but this is the last time you ever bring that up, and we're never talking about it again. And that's how she convinces her to go to Minnesota for 6 weeks. And they're like, it'll be just for the summer,
I
hence
will
the name
stay in a
Royum.
trailer in Hawaii. Okay. I'll stay in the trash trailer in Hawaii
But yeah, and
versus
so
Minnesota. No
and
offense to Minnesotans.
but yeah, and so then they go to Minnesota and they are on assignment in Minnesota for 6 weeks. And Emma and Justin make these rules for like, okay, this is the general like similarities between all of the previous people that we dated. Like, it has to be, you know, at least 4 dates. It has to be at least a month. We have to kiss at least one time. All of these like things that they're like, okay,
Yeah,
this is gonna
rules.
be the best way for us to break our curses. But of course, it's an Abby Jimenez book, so things don't go as planned because they are just too cute for each other. Just,
A
I, it's so
romance.
good. It's so good. And I'm like halfway through and I'm dying. I'm dying. I need to know what happens because there are other circumstances surrounding both of their lives and how will that come together. And we know it's a capital R romance, so there will be an HEA.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out like how is that gonna happen, because there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on. I don't know how it's gonna happen. I'm really excited to find out. So
Cute.
that is what I've been reading.
I need to give a disclaimer. I keep messing with my eyes and my glasses. I got new glasses yesterday, and my prescription is changed slightly. So, viewers of the YouTube, I'm not cracked out. I'm just like, every time I blink, my eyes are like, this is
Readjusting.
different. So I've like you were telling stuff and I kept like or like messing with the course. It's because like my eyes are freaked out right now.
That's fair. That's fair.
Anyway. Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
I do. I have two. First, of course, is Flint Montgomery from the Crave series.
Angel, my
My
baby.
sweet baby angel. I love him so much. He's so funny. And also, there's that moment in Crush where he like reveals a secret about himself to, oh crap, what's her name?
Grace.
Grace. Thank you. I was like, is it Grace? Am I thinking of something else? He reveals a secret to Grace, and I'm like, sweet baby angel. I know
I
it's not.
cannot wait. I
I'm sitting there. I'm
cannot
sitting there.
wait.
It's so funny because like he was talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. And Grace has no idea because she's so dumb. But she's also not dumb. But she's so dumb because I know exactly where this is going and what he's
Yeah.
trying to say. My sweet baby angel, I love him so much.
I want to say so much. I want to
I
say so
love him
many
so
things, but I
much.
can't say anything.
I love him so much, and I'm so terrified because I don't know which book it was that Beth was reading, but she like was reading and she ended it and she's like, Tracy Wolf is sadistic, and that was, I know, and I'm like, don't tell me things, don't tell me
Yep.
things, because I am scared. I am scared, and I don't
You
want to be
should be.
scared. I don't wanna. I don't wanna. My babies. So Flint is the love of my life this
Sweet
week.
baby.
Love, sweet. Love him so much. And oh, hi, Georgie.
Hi, George.
And then my other fictional boyfriend this week is Justin from Just for the Summer. This man is okay. First of all, I know that he's not real. He's literally a fictional man. But my God, my God. Okay, so they, before their first date, he sends her a questionnaire of like, what meal would you like to have? A breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner, and then like, what, like the, how are we gonna dress? Is it gonna be super ca like pajamas, super casual, business casual, all like 007, like, and all this. It's this cutest thing where he sends this whole questionnaire for her to like pick things that they want to do for their date, and it's so cute. And then he sends an exit interview like questionnaire.
Oh, I love.
It is so stinking cute. I
I
am obsessed. Like, he might be my favorite Abby Jimenez boyfriend. I love him. I love him so much, and it's just gonna keep getting better. I know it's gonna keep getting better, and I'm not prepared for how good it's gonna be. So yes, that's my, yeah, I have good ones this week. That clearly I am
Hey,
very passionate about them.
yeah.
What about you?
I'm gonna go with Jude Abernathy Lee because I was raised by a Beetlehead and he's named after Hey Jude. One. Like my mother is a crazy Beatles fan, so I wouldn't have had a chance. And
That's it.
then like I love an angsty,
Oh yes.
moody. I don't even really know who I picture for him yet.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Give it time. Give it time.
Yeah, I'm digging him though. And then of course, like Remy Boudreau. You haven't met Remy yet?
No.
When you do, my little baby angel, I love him so much. He this is not the book about him, but he's made an appearance already, so I'm less annoyed than I was last week. Because I was like, it's Remy. So yeah, I love my baby Remy. I don't care what they try to say in this series. He's done nothing wrong. He will never do anything wrong. He's perfect and wonderful, and my sweet baby angel. And like, get behind me, baby. I got you. I'll fist fight all of them. So, yeah.
Yay.
Jude and Remy.
Oh, in
Oh,
love.
Grant from How You End a Love Story, too, because again, I'm a sucker for a monologue. And
That's
my
fair.
dude, like, I don't want to give away anything, but I also love a, like, you want me to beg you, drops to their knees. Like,
Oh my
please,
God. Oh
please.
my God.
What did you say? What did you
Ooh.
say? Please. Don't do this, or please don't, please, whatever.
Oh my God, I love, you
Oh,
would love Leo from The Ones We Hate. My God, that
yeah.
man, you want me to bet?
Or like, I would take you even if you wanted to be with other people. Like, I would take if like whatever scraps you could give me if you come back smelling like somebody else. I don't care. What?
I love.
Excuse me.
I love when they're
Excuse
just
me.
gone. They're
Yeah.
gone, completely
Yeah.
gone. The line, I just read a line in Just for the Summer where I think it was Brad who is like, bro, you are sprung for her.
Yeah.
Like you're gone. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I know he is. And we love that. We love that. We
You
love.
poor fool.
Ugh, so good. So good.
Yeah. Love, love, love.
Okay. Fangirl freestyle. Did you think of anything? I have something if you don't.
I did not.
Okay.
I did
So
not.
this has been something. It's been some discourse over on Threads for a few weeks now, I feel like. I feel like every time I open Threads, this is something that is being talked about and it's driving me crazy. So, thoughts on. So, basically, what is happening is that there are two factions. There are the authors who are like, I send my arcs out into the world, and if they review them, they review them. If they don't, that's their business. And then there is the faction of authors who are like, I sent arcs into the world and I'm getting like 20% return on investment. And no, and I feel like people are just requesting arcs to get free books and blah, blah, blah. And they're not actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so I'm sitting here like, you do realize that it's a marketing thing. Like
Right.
you don't always get a return on your investment
No,
in
and
marketing.
as someone who is, and you will agree with this, I'm sure, someone in media now, we are in media, like this is media.
Yeah.
I got three PR boxes today.
Today.
I got three books today.
Yeah.
And that's not the only books that are like sh or things I assume are books showing up in informed delivery.
Yeah.
Like we have you saw something in UPS today. Like this whole bottom shelf behind me is ARCs.
Yeah.
Do I want to read every single one of them? Absolutely. And I want to review them all honestly,
Yeah.
whether I like them or didn't. But I also have a 40-hour a week full-time job. I'm trying to write my own book. I've got two kids that live here half the time who have to get to and from school and to sporting events. My husband has a side hustle that I help on in his podcast. I've got a film and prepare for and talk on this podcast. There's, and then you have to sleep and you have to eat. If I guess it comes down to what the agreement was, because we get a lot of cold books mailed to us,
Right.
or hey, here's the NetGalley widget. It's in your
Right.
account now.
Right.
I never said, I'm
Right.
going to read this book. When it's Amber,
Right.
there is a, I'm going to send this to you. Will you
Right. But
agree
then
to read it and review
the
it? Yeah.
other thing is like, the other thing is that FTC regulations say you cannot give somebody
Give
something
something
and
in
demand,
exchange. Yeah, and demand a
or
review.
review, because that's literally illegal. Like you literally
Right.
cannot do that. So if you are sending out advanced copies of your book or even just review copies, like a finished copy you're sending out for
Yeah.
somebody to re read and review, you are sending that out in the hopes that somebody will review it.
Yeah.
But you
And I
cannot demand
like
that.
people want to.
And yeah, and that's the thing. And I feel like there's so much like I've seen so many posts recently where there are legitimately people being like, I think they're just asking for free books just to have free books. And it's like, that's not the case.
No, it's
Like,
really not.
it's really not. And maybe there are is a small percentage of people who are doing that, but the majority of reviewers want to read and review.
When I request something either on NetGalley or, if 'cause we get a lot of like mailings from publishers who are like, hey, are you interested in any of these? And cold emails. Hey, would do you Does this book sound like something you'd want to be on a blog tour for? Yes, but we have to prioritize. I'm going to prioritize my friends. Like I that may sound shitty. I'm going to prioritize Amber. I'm going to prioritize Lana. I'm going to prioritize people I know because I know you. I want everybody's books to do well, but specifically I want my friends. And then if we're going to have someone on our podcast, I have to prioritize them because they are giving their time to us to come and talk to us. The least I can do, and sometimes I'm not even able to do that because we have lives. But the least I can do is try and read their book, read some of it, read enough to be able to have a thoughtful conversation with them. If I had to read every single arc that I've ever been sent, I would have time to do nothing else. And I hate that. I hate that. I
And
do.
you know, and then there's then and then there's the reviewers who are commenting on this discourse who are like, well, I don't treat this as a hobby, and if I agree to this, then I'm gonna do this. And I'm like, you're not being paid for it,
No.
first of all. So by definition, it's a hobby. Like
Right.
it's not a job. It is not a job. You are not being,
You don't
unless
work for a publisher, you're
you do
not in
not work.
editing or
No. And
anything like that.
unless you have a paid sponsorship or a paid promotion or something like that, where
Fair.
you are being paid to talk, to read, review, whatever, to read and talk about
Moderate something.
something, that's completely different. You are actually being paid for your time. Getting a free copy of a book is not payment. And
No.
yes, that could that does I mean, finished copies, they do have a monetary value. ARCs, not so much, but like, I mean, they have a value that we assign to them.
A
But
co and there's a cost of
right,
course, there's a
of
cost of
course.
printing.
But at the end of the day, like, you are not being paid. You're not getting a book, and that is not something that you can then take and go live your life with. If
Right.
some if you
You're
are being
not
paid in
paying your
books,
bills. You're
yeah,
not
that's
paying your
not
bills with that copy of
of right,
whatever.
whatever it is. And so it's just it's mind-boggling, like, that there, and there are like so many authors who are like, listen, and I saw one the other day where somebody was like, I sent out this many ARCs and I only got like only like 40% of people actually reviewed it. And everybody is like, dude, 10% is the norm. That's the average return on investment for ARCs. The fact that you're getting 40% is
That's really good,
amazing. It's
actually.
really good. And so it makes no sense for you to be complaining about 40% of your return. And I'm just like, it is insane. And then there are people who are like, well, we shouldn't be okay with 10% being the norm. Like, but why
No
not?
one, unless, like you said, there is an actual paid partnership agreement, no one owes you their time
No.
because you don't ever know what comes up in someone's life. I said I'd read it, but then,
XYZ
was in a car
happens.
accident or, I had to do this or my mother needed, had
My
to move
dad
in.
fell off a ladder and broke his hip. Like, there are things that just
Things
happen.
happen.
Things happen, and nobody that I know is requesting things in bad faith. I don't know a single reviewer who is requesting a book in bad faith that they're never going to read, they're never going to review. Everybody wants to read and review. It's just a matter of having the time to do it. And especially, like you said, like for us, you literally got three today.
In one singular day,
Yeah.
three books came.
I think I have two that are arriving on Tuesday, you know, and I already have like a mind-boggling amount. I've said multiple times, I'm like, I think I've read like 10, 15 ARCs that I just have not had the time to sit down and write a review.
Because you have a
Like,
child
I
and
have
a
a job.
job and a life.
I'm always joking, but it's so like legit. Like, I have to take care of my father. I have to take care of my mother. I have to take care of my daughter. I have to take care of myself. I have a full-time job. I have this podcast. That's like five full-time jobs on top, and then to add in ARC reading and reviewing. Like, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining, but like, that is
No, but
also taking time out of my day. There's only so
and
many
we
hours in a
want to
day.
read the stories. Like if I
So
could
much.
just do nothing, like if you wanna, if you're gonna
If
pay my
somebody
bills and
wants
have
to
me
pay.
read a Hark,
Yes. If
and
that if
that I
that's
was thinking about that. I've seen occasionally on Instagram and on BookTok where people in their bio will have like DM me for my ARC rate, like my
Yeah.
ARC reading, ARC reader rate. And it's like, oh
That's
no,
not
we don't ask to be paid
I've never seen
to
that,
read an
and
ARC.
that
I've
is
seen it a
not
few times and it's like,
okay. That is not
ooh,
okay.
that's bad. That's not great.
That is
It's a bad
not
look.
that is not that's against
Not for me.
regulations.
Not for me.
That's not a thing. Yeah, paid reviews are not, and I don't know that I would trust a paid review. You know what I mean? Because like, what are you going to do? You're going to get paid to say bad shit about somebody's whatever their product is. Nobody's getting paid to say bad things about somebody's product. And so, yeah, like, I wouldn't trust a paid review. So
Yeah, that's.
it's just been so wild to see. Like, literally, it's been like 2 weeks, and every time I
I
open
need to get back on
Threads,
Threads and be like, Excuse me, guys.
Every time I open Threads, there's a new thing about, ARC readers, and oh my God, I saw something where they're like, oh, all ARC readers are like liars and thieves because all they want is free books. And
Oh,
like,
so you've never gotten an ARC and you're jealous about that?
wow, just it's
You just told the
bonkers.
whole internet that you're mad that you've never received an ARC, and so you have
It's
to shit on people who do?
bonkers. No, these are coming from authors. This is something I saw an author say.
My God.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
Then don't send out ARCs for your book. If
right.
you hate ARC readers, fine. Allowed,
If
valid. I'm
just,
sure some of them do suck. I suck at being an ARC reader because I don't have time to read every single one I get.
but you don't
Don't send ARC.
request, you're not requesting things just to have them. You
No.
legitimately want to read them.
Yeah.
And life happens.
Right.
It's just,
And I
it's.
have even gone into NetGalley, like knowing that it will hurt my ratio, but I have gone to the like I will not be reading this book, and I've like given the reason, like, hey, life got more intense than I thought, and I'm not going to be able to read this book by the time that you would want reviews in. I apologize,
Yeah.
but I would rather be honest there than,
Yeah.
just write some nonsense and not actually read the book. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So I'll go in and say I'm not able to review this anymore, like I thought I was.
I will. I have books that like I ARC read back in like I'm not kidding, like November, and I have not written about them. Like I've read them,
Yeah.
but like the sitting down to the right is the part
Oh,
that
it's so much.
you have
It
to,
is
it's
so
so
much.
much, and it's and I get it,
People
like
think like
some
that's not, it's not. Oh, it should take you 10 minutes. It really doesn't, though.
it's not though, because they when I don't know, like for me it I want to be able to put together something thoughtful because
You want to be engaging and
they took the
thoughtful and,
time to write
yeah.
this. So many people touched this to make it happen.
Right,
I
and
want to
I'm not
put
gonna
in
just write
at
good book,
right. That and that
recommend.
doesn't tell anybody anything,
No, I'm gonna give
So
you a brief synopsis. I'm
I'm
going to
gonna
tell you
give
what I
you,
liked, if there were things I didn't like.
yeah, I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna put in at least a little bit of effort. And that
Yeah.
takes time. That takes
Yeah.
time, and it takes brain power, and I don't always have that. My
Yeah.
poor brain is overwhelmed a lot. So, yeah, it's Threads. When Threads first came out, it was so
I am
nice
surprised with
and
Threads.
lovely. It was so nice and lovely, and now I'm just seeing all this author discourse, and it's like, guys, we used to
Guys
be
just got to
so
calm down.
lovely. People tried to go after Victoria Aveyard for asking a question, and I'm like, no. Not
Yeah, you
no.
guys need to stop.
She asked if, and this is something that I don't have an answer to, and I don't know that I have an opinion on, but she was asking if romanticy falls more under romance or
Oh, I
fantasy.
saw that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and if it falls under more under romance, then does it have to follow the convention of ha having an HEA? And she
Yeah.
wasn't asking to change the romance convention. She was
Yeah, just
firmly
like,
of the belief that
what
romance
is
should
it?
have an HEA. But what she wanted to know was romanticy romance
In
first,
that, yeah.
and then that has to have an HEA, or is it
Where
fantasy
fantasy
first?
doesn't.
Because exactly, fantasy doesn't always have a happy ending.
I feel like it leans more fantasy
My thoughts are,
because I feel like Fourth Wing is gonna really hurt later on.
I feel like romanticies are if you take the romance out of the fantasy, it doesn't work, right? In a romanticy. If you take the romance out, it's not going to work. The romance is a key part of that fantasy story, right? And so I think
But
at
if
the
you
end
take
of
the
the
fantasy out, it's not romantic either.
but it's yeah, but it's not like it's a subplot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know,
true.
romance is not a subplot. You can have a fantasy story with romance in it, with romantic
Yeah.
elements in it, but a romanticy very much focuses on both parts. You have
Yeah.
a romance in a fantasy setting, right?
Yeah.
So if you remove the romance, it doesn't work. So I think, and this might be, not what people think, but in my opinion, romanticy, you have at the end of it, you do have an HEA, but Romanticy, from what I've seen recently, there have not been Romanticy standalones. So
Yeah.
a Romanticy feels like more of like a series thing. And so like Fourth Wing, you're not going to have the HEA at the end of Fourth Wing, but maybe at the end of the Empyrean series,
Right,
there's an
maybe.
HEA kind of thing. You know what I mean? So like at the end of
See, I'm
this.
looking at Throne of Glass and I'm like, was that happily? Was it happily or was it like happily?
And that's part of the conversation, and there's no agreement upon it
Yeah.
within anywhere in publishing. There's no agreement as to
No.
whether or not what it is. And so
She was
it
just trying to
was,
start conversations, is
well,
all, not
she,
like start drama.
well,
She was just like curious.
for her, she was like, and I think it had to do with what she's working on next. She's like, I don't want to call it a romanticy if there are certain things that people are expecting from it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what those
I
things that
bet it's
people are.
pirates.
Yeah,
Because
right.
she's going to the Bahamas on
I know.
a research trip. I'm like,
And I'm so excited to see what she brings up. Because she's of our generation, you know, so we grew up
yeah.
on the same things. And so for her to be writing for herself, like things that she wanted for
Yeah.
herself at that age, it's like that's exactly what we would
Well, I would
want.
want, yeah,
Yeah, so
for
I'm
sure.
very much looking forward to that. But yeah, so it's been Threads has been there's been so much good stuff that's come of Threads, like especially like Bridget Kemmerer and Clairabelle Ortega have been really great resources for like anybody who's trying to get into publishing, who's
Oh.
this and that and stuff, and they've been amazing. And then you have the other side of Threads where it's like this bullshit about ARC readers being liars and thieves. Like there's quite a mixed bag, and it's
Yeah.
been interesting to open Threads and not know what to
Yeah.
expect.
What am I getting today?
What am I gonna get, the toxic side, or am I gonna get the
Am I
positive
getting that
side?
happy side?
I don't know. It's gonna be a
I
good
guess
time.
we'll see.
So yeah, that has been what has been on my mind recently.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to log into Threads eventually.
Every now and then, I'll be scrolling Instagram and there'll be like a
Oh,
random
the
like
little thread
Threads.
window,
Yeah,
yeah.
and I'm like, I read enough of it that I'm like, damn it, I want to know what that says. So I'll open
Yep.
Threads, and then that open,
And
and
you
then I
spend half an
start,
hour there.
and then you start scrolling, and you're like, oh my God, what is happening? The world is crazy. So yeah, what do you think, listeners? What do you think
Yeah,
about
let us know how
ARC
you feel.
readers and ARC reviewers and people
What do you
who
think,
are gonna,
Georgie?
yeah, do you think
What do you
that?
think?
I feel like most of the people that I follow are like, I'll send an ARC out into the world, and if they review it, then they review it. And if they don't, that's their choice. You know,
Yeah.
I'm
Then
just
they missed
happy
out
that
on reading a really good book.
people are interested. And
Yeah.
you know what? You can also promote a book like by word of mouth. Like you don't necessarily, I mean, for the longest time I was talking about the ones we hate, and I hadn't read it yet. And
Yeah.
I was like,
And you could be like, oh, I got this ARC the other day, and I don't know when I'll be able to read it, but it's
but
about
it's such and such,
this is this.
and look at this and this and that, and you know,
Yeah.
like you can still build hype, but you just can't write a, sometimes you just can't sit down and write a review or sit down
No.
and read it to write a review. And that doesn't mean that you are trying to steal this book from, you know, the author or whatever. Like,
Yeah.
ugh. And I'm just like, every time I scroll and I see a bad take on it, I'm just like, okay, so I'm never buying anything from you.
Yeah.
Automatic, like DNR.
And I will say, if it's an indie that reaches out to me and I say yes, I'm gonna, like, I was thinking about Caitlin Rush and the lies that Princess told you. She said, like, I want to send you a copy of my book. Is that okay? Yes, absolutely. And I prioritized reading that because, like, I don't want a mom who wrote a book in her kitchen with her kids running around her to spend money to print a book and send it to me and then me not read it. Like, I'm not gonna do that. A digital, if I
Just
normally, if I say to an author, yes, I'm going to read it, I will. But
but
if
I've
I get like
had
a to cold digital file, I'm like,
And I've had somebody reach out and be like, hey, I want to send you this. Would you be interested in reading and reviewing it? And I'd be like, I would, But this is what's going on, and I don't, and
Yeah.
if you do send it, like, I will appreciate it and I will get to it, but I can't guarantee when that's going to
Yep.
happen
That
based
happened to me
on
this week.
X,
I'm
Y,
like, these are
yeah.
things that are coming up.
This is what's happening in my life right now,
And
and
I'll
I do,
post about it.
yeah, and I'm like, I don't know that I can do this in a timely manner. And so I
Yeah.
give them all the information late, and they can make the decision. I'm like,
Your book comes out 3 weeks from now.
I don't know that that's going to happen. And that
Unless you're Tahereh Mafi.
We even had somebody, like a friend, reach out and be like, "Hey, I have our copies of this, and it comes out this date, and it's like, I don't know, 3 weeks from now. Re It's soon,
Yeah. And it's things it's something we
and
want
it's
to read,
something
but
we
it's like,
desperately want to read." And we're like,
yeah.
"Yes, absolutely, we would love to, but we don't know when that's going to
Yeah.
happen, you know?" And
Yeah.
we're like, and like very desperately like want to read this,
Yeah.
but at the same time, it's like, I'm struggling. I'm drowning
Yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give you unclear expectations.
Or this promise that I'm going to have it read by tomorrow when
Right.
I cannot do that.
Right. Exactly. Anyways, announcements.
You're going to have a super secret fun episode next week, and
I'm
I
gonna
will
have a
not be here.
super secret fun episode next week, and I'm not gonna tell you anything about it because Mandy is currently listening. If Mandy was not here, I would tell y'all all about it. But Mandy is here and she can hear me. So,
Sorry.
no, it's secrets. All the secrets. I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I could post it to Patreon. Mandy never checks Patreon.
Yeah, you could.
I could do that. So yeah, maybe I'll
It's
do
just
that.
because they like,
Because
I
you
have
have
to
to
log
log
out
out.
as my
Yeah.
user account, like for when I subscribe,
Yeah.
like the Patreons I subscribe
Yeah.
to then log back. Like, it's
It's yeah. I have
their interface sucks.
I have the podcast logged in on my laptop and my personal one on my phone. So that's the
That's
only way I
smart.
can do it. But I'm like, otherwise I would never check it.
Yeah.
Because it's just rude. And it's
Yeah.
annoying that you can't be like, this email
Dude.
address can see
Yeah.
such and such. Like,
Yeah.
ugh,
Agreed.
annoying. But yeah, so next week, maybe I will post it to Patreon. Let
Well,
them
now you've
know.
told me.
I know.
And
I'm
you told me to log in on my laptop.
gonna change the password right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna change the password and you won't be able to log in and you won't know. So yes, next week we will have a super special episode that is super secret and Manny knows nothing about it. At this point there's less than this many people that know what's going to
Hey.
happen next week. I held up a hand, guys, with five fingers. I didn't want to say exactly how many people know, but it's less than five.
All right. And it's not going to be four because four is bad.
Four is a bad number.
All
Okay.
right. I guess
Is it
it's
time
time
for a
for a
spiel?
spiel. I have a
Yeah.
dog listening very intently to me. He's like cocking his head when I
Oh.
talk.
He wants to know. He wants to know what's going on.
He's like, the spiel. I gotta sit up for this.
I
Hey,
gotta be
buddy.
part of this, guys. I gotta be part of it. All right, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. I'm working on reviews, guys. I swear to God, I am. I wrote one the other day. I was very proud of myself, and I'm like halfway through another one. We're getting there. We're doing the thing. If you are interested in early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, exclusive bonus content, early announcements, and such, you can subscribe to our Patreon by heading to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon. And we also have some merch if you are interested in merch. And Mandy will definitely have some time to design some doggy merch because
I know.
that
I
would
gotta
be very cute.
design you a shirt. You need a shirt.
Could you imagine a little doggy hoodie? A little doggy hoodie. Yeah.
Well,
So.
he's like, it's 80 degrees here now. I don't want a hoodie anymore. But
I
yes, we
know.
need all of the
But it'll
above.
be ready for the winter
True.
time, okay?
True.
And I mean, are you still growing, George Bailey? Are
No.
you? No. So it'll still
I can
fit
go ahead and
in the
order it
winter.
all.
So you can head to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop to shop our merch store. And hopefully soon we will have pet merch. It'll be very cute. Mandy is a genius with designs, so it'll be fun. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty Or you want to gush on George Bailey, who is very adorable right
He's
now.
giving me kisses.
He's loving on her. You can send us an email at the
I'm
Enquire
looking at you.
Fangirl at gmail.com. Look how cute he is. I can't.
And his one broke ear, just like the
He's just
movie George
watching.
Bailey.
My God, he's so cute. You guys, if you are not on
Love that.
Patreon and being able to see this, you are missing out.
My baby, I love him
So
so
stinking
much.
cute. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. If you rate and review, maybe George Bailey will give you a shout out. I mean, I feel like that's a great reward.
Hey,
Like it. He's so cute.
he loves shout outs and he loves giving shout outs.
He's so cute.
I could die.
Oh my
I love
God.
this dog so much. One day I think I might explode from it.
He's so cute. So cute. All right, friends. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
And she's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you can head on over and do some self-care by shopping with our internet besties. You're going to head over to herecomesthenerd.com, use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
And once you've got all your pins and artsy goodies, you're going to head to onceuponabookclub.com. And we have two codes that you can choose from. We don't care which one you use. You cannot stack them, but we love you for using either. So use either code Karen10 or Mandy10 for 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right, or we're going to judge you and you'll get no percent off.
0% off is not a good
Loser.
percentage. Not a good percentage. Unfortunately, friends, we do have some bad
Oh, no.
news.
Yeah.
Our bestie over Sam at Entrancing Elixirs will be closing up shop at the end of April. So this is your last chance. I don't know if she's going to have anything up for sale before that. I think this might be the end, but we wish her well, and we're very proud of her for taking
We love
time
you, Sam.
to take care of herself and her family because that's what's most important. And we love
Of
her.
course.
We love her to bits and pieces. So, you know where to find her on social media if you want to keep up with her shenanigans, because we love shenanigans.
Yes, we do.
And we love her so much. So sad to see Entrancing Elixirs go, but happy
Yeah.
for Sam and her family.
Yes. Somebody who's not going anywhere because I will drag her back kicking and screaming is Amber D. Lewis. So we're going to go to amberdlewis.com. You're going to put 10 of everything in your cart. You're going to sign up for her Patreon and her newsletter so that you will be the first to know when pre-orders go up for Between Fate and Failure. And once you put all of those 10 of everything in your cart, use code FANGIRL10 and you'll get 10% off of your purchase.
Yay. And once you have finished supporting us and our besties, you're going to head over and support the show husband, who we are a fan of.
He's downstairs recording not his podcast, but he's a guest on someone else's podcast tonight, so I
Oh.
can hear him. I'm up here. We're a podcasting family, us.
Love it.
So once you've listened to this episode, you're going to go over and listen to the Paranormal Mind podcast. Rate and review them, rate and review us, follow them, the Paranormal Mind, on all the things at Searchers Believe, on all the things, and then head over to searchersbelieve.com. And if you use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off. I designed all the merch over there too, or like gave the idea to an artist who can actually draw things.
There's the designer and then the artist.
It's
That's
the
what
manifesting generator. I
to
knew how to get the person who could make the end result happen,
do the
happen.
thing. The
Yeah.
do the thing. I love it. And that
Yep.
was
That was
the
the
Incoherent
Incoherent
Fangirl.
Fangirl.
Thanks for
I'll miss you guys
listening.
next week.
We will miss you too, but we will have
We
fun as well. I'm excited
love
for you to
you.
listen.
Yeah, me too.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.